Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people transform their health and food paradigms so they feel empowered to heal their emotional connection to food and change eating habits for the better. So I am super excited to introduce Claudia Alcantara. Now, Claudia is a teacher, eating psychologist, a member of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and a certified coach in integrative nutrition. Now, working in hospitals for years as a medical interpreter, Spanish to English, and witnessing how lifestyle-related diseases affected so many lives of children and adults motivated her to pursue a career in health coaching, where she could pursue her passion to help others and make a bigger impact in the lives of those who want to improve their health. Well, welcome, Claudia. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and you know, I just love how you're helping people improve their eating habits through their relationship with food so that they can live healthier lives. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you. Yeah, this is something I really love doing and I find it so fulfilling.
Yeah, well, I know personally speaking, food is a pretty big deal. So I know that my relationship sometimes isn't always the best. So I can't wait to get a little bit of insight from you. And I'm curious here, you know, I acknowledge that you were working in a hospital as a medical interpreter. And I'm assuming you started noticing lots of health issues that were related to nutrition and lifestyle choices. Can you share some more details about exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yes. So while I was working in hospitals, you know, I saw different people. People wanted to rely on medications and people who really wanted to make changes to improve their health. And these changes are lifestyle related. And I noticed how hard it can be for some people to really make those changes. I mean, we all know that it's good to be physically active, eat fruits and vegetables. But if you're used to be sedentary and eating fast food, because of the way we're raised or because of our job, it'll be hard to change those habits. And it's not because we don't want to change them. It has a lot to do with the emotional connection we have with our food. Because when we feel sad, upset, or stressed out, we tend to look for comfort. And one way to do it is through food. And many may say, oh, it's just that I just can't stop binge eating, or I can't give up this food, or I can't control my cravings. And what many might think is a lack of willpower is actually not. It's really about the relationship we have created with food, with our food.
Interesting. And
and that's where I come in.
Yeah. Wow. That is, it's a little bit more involved than I first thought. Yeah, that's great. Well, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Yes. Well, officially, I started doing this in 2018, but But I started years before when helping friends who came to me with questions and, you know, looking for advice. And back then I considered myself a plant-based health coach. And my main focus was helping people who were looking to adapt this lifestyle in order to prevent and reverse some lifestyle-related diseases. But again, I realized that first, we must empower ourselves to heal the emotional connection with food so we can change our eating habits long-term. That's the area I'm focusing on, which is mostly emotional eating and binge eating.
Mm. And those are two primary, like you said, what people know, okay, yeah, I know I need to eat more fruits and vegetables, but it's that emotional attachment that becomes the real difficult component to navigate, to get past, because that emotional connection is, that's deep and associated with, like you said, our situation, our circumstances. So, well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh, Wendy, there have been so many roadblocks.
That's pretty typical of the entrepreneur journey. So do tell here, share a few of these juicy challenges that you've had to overcome.
Okay, well, the first one is I wasn't feeling very comfortable speaking English. Mm. My first language is Spanish. I am from Guatemala, and I really had to learn English as an adult.
Ah, okay.
So that was the first roadblock.
Right. Yeah, that's a pretty significant one. Communication is everything. So, okay.
And now with my business, is taking my business online and learning to promote myself and my services in social media, mm-hmm. and learning all those new skills and how to attract my ideal client that way, and getting creative in doing so.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that is, it is a big sea out there, social media world.
So, yeah.
yeah, definitely. Well, what have you done besides obviously learning English, which you speak it quite well? What have you done to overcome the challenges of bringing your business into the forefront through social media?
With my business, I actually got myself a mentor and a coach.
Okay.
An online business coach, someone who has been guiding me and providing incredible tools. So I've been learning with her and from her. And also, I keep looking for resources like classes, reading books, and constantly learning and watching experts in different areas, mm-hmm. observing what are they doing, trying to apply what I've learned from them.
Yeah, and that is just, it's so common. I mean, we aren't born with all the skills needed to start and run a business. So these are skills that are, you know, going to others who have that expertise. That's the fast track, really, to gaining that extra knowledge that you've got your own expertise and, you know, your zone of genius, as I like to call it. But those other skills are important for growing a business. And you stated pretty clearly, just look for those who have that expertise. So, and, you know, which rolls me into this next question here, you know, obviously an expert at really all things nutrition and helping people with their emotional relationships with food. But I'm curious, Claudia, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, Wendy. Actually, I've never considered myself a salesperson. Mm-hmm. And doing it in a different language is also a little bit difficult.
Right.
And even though I believe that this process, like the selling process, is an exchange of energy, and this is about serving others, like serving people, I still get nervous when we got to that part of the conversation when I invite them to my program. Mm. So it's not just the invitation part, but also even after we have a really good connection with these potential clients, my question for you is how to navigate resistance or objections from them, even if they showed some interest in my services.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, those are both really common stumbling blocks or things to get more comfortable with within that sales role of being in business. Because let's face it, if you have your expertise, but you don't have clients, you're not in business. So getting that level of comfort in transitioning from talking with people about what their relationship is with their food and their eating to, you know, the consequences, how they're feeling because of that and how food is running their life. And then all of a sudden switch to, okay, this is what I have to offer. That can feel like a very awkward transition if you don't set it up so that it just kind of rolls smoothly into that. But the other challenge that you brought up was just how to deal with the objections, you know, at the end, when I'm guessing the personality that's coming through in our interview anyway, that you're really not that aggressive, hard salesperson, right?
Yeah, you're right.
you're softer and you know, more conversational and want to just make sure that somebody is happily saying, yes, absolutely, Claudia, let's do this. So in dealing with objections, it's kind of interesting because I don't know if this has been the situation for you, but typically you'll start seeing a pattern in objections. You know, you'll start noticing that for X amount of conversations, you have a consistent amount of, say, money objections, or they got to talk with their spouse, or now's not the right time, or certain objections seem to start repeating themselves. Have you experienced that?
Yes, the money issue and talking with their spouse are the most popular.
Right. Yeah, that's what I kind of figured. So the way to really help with that and to make it feel good for you, because, you know, this the enrollment or the sales conversation really needs to feel like it's just a natural conversation. So basically, objections come up because there are fears. There are fears wrapped around, will this work for me? Will what you're saying actually work for me? Do you have what it takes to help me create this shift? And so if earlier in the conversation, you say a few things that offset that recurring objection. And what I mean by that is, let's say that the money objection comes up frequently and you just want to figure out a way to have that not come up. What you do earlier in the conversation is to associate the benefits of feeling in control of their eating habits and not having the consequences of maybe, I don't know how it shows up. Does it show up in being overweight? Does it show up in skin issues? Does it show up in however emotional eating is showing up for people, your ideal client, as you're talking with them during the discovery session portion of it? You associate the cost of that with this big impact on their life. You make it real. You know, it's not just, oh yeah, so now you have to go out and buy new clothes because you don't fit into the other ones. You create this reality and this importance and this significance around the consequences of their emotional eating with how it's impacting their life on a daily basis. And when you make that just more three-dimensional, if you will, more real life, then as you get to the investment level for working with you, then you can reference that back to what the impact of emotional eating is costing them. And then it is not quite this big jump between, oh, your program is X amount of dollars, then they have a very clear point of reference that is real for them, the cost of what it's like to have this emotional eating disorder. Is that making sense?
Yes, yeah, yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
It's just really comes down to making it very clear in your prospective client's mind that the cost of them continuing with their emotional eating disorder is relative to this investment. And to get that emotional eating disorder completely fixed suddenly does not seem like the cost of investment is something that they need to object to.
Yes.
So it's a technique that for, you know, heart-centered people, it's much easier to just, like I said, front load the conversation versus, okay, dealing with the objection after it comes up. Well, this appears, you know, this really seems like more than I really want to spend. And then you're saying, well, so what's it cost you to stay in this state of, you know, stressful eating habits? You know, you can switch back to something you've already talked about that they've already agreed to.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's a really good point, Wendy.
Okay. Thank you so much. Hopefully that has landed with you a little bit and, you know, will help you feel a little bit more confident when you do come to that phase of your enrollment conversation, because let's face it, you know, if people don't get your help and finally fix this relationship that they have with food that is preventing them from achieving this healthy life, I mean, that impact is significant on not only themselves, but the people in their lives.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It has a huge impact in people's lives. Not mm-hmm. just, I mean, it's not just physically, but also emotionally.
Right.
And the relationship with other people, with their partners.
Yeah. It's there's quite a ripple effect. So, and you know, this pandemic that's been going on now for, unfortunately, months and months and months, and I'd like to think that it is soon going to be behind us, but talk about emotional eating disorders. Oh my goodness. For so many of us that are working remotely, you know, the refrigerator is now 20 feet away and, you know, life is pretty stressful. Can you share a little bit about what the pandemic has had as far as an impact on the work that you do?
Yes. It has impact my work for sure. At one level, like before COVID, 80 or 90% of my sessions were in person with my clients. Mm-hmm. And I used to go to their houses, you know, cook with them, try new foods, and even go through their pantry and, you know, see the nutritional value of the foods and all of this. But now, with most of us working from home and keeping socially distant, I cannot do that anymore.
Right.
And yeah, and at the same time, most of the people are working, as you said, like 20 or 10 feet away from their fridge.
Right. Snack counter, that snack cupboard too. It's not so much the refrigerator, it's that snack cupboard.
Yes. So yes, it for sure, it has been an increase in people looking for help in this topic, because it's so easy to stress eat or emotional eat right now, because we're working, we're worried, we don't know what's going to happen, we don't know when COVID's going to end. Mm-hmm. And we're all day working in our, like, in front of the computer, and then when we turn around, the fridge is right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes total sense. Well, you know, can you share a little bit how you do work with people who want to, you know, really finally achieve this healthy relationship with their food and their eating so that they can live healthier lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Absolutely. Well, I practice a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. I believe that we, as humans, we're not just hungry for food, but we're also hungry for touch, for love, adventure, and spirituality. Mm-hmm. And all these are essential forms of nourishment that goes beyond our plate, beyond our food. And Wendy, I think you probably would agree with me that you are your thoughts, you are your body, you are your emotions, your spiritual beliefs, and you're so much more. You're a whole. Mm-hmm. And the more fulfillment from these essential nourishments we receive, the less we depend on food for comfort.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I use a mind-body eating approach to empower people to heal that relationship with food so they can thrive in life. have a better health and focus on other important aspects of their lives, and finally stop emotional eating and binge eating and stress eating.
That makes perfect sense. It really does. I love how you made that correlation with hunger is not just for food, but it's for love, touch, adventure, spirituality, all these different components. So yeah, I love that bridge you've drawn between, like I said, not just our eating, but the whole person. Yeah, I love that. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
You can reach me, or you can look for my website.
Okay.
My website is ilivetothrive.com.
Nice. ilivetothrive.com. What a great website name.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah, ilivetothrive.com. That's easy enough. And from our earlier reference, I'm guessing you're on social media as well.
Yes, absolutely. I am being more active now on Instagram, and you can find me there as live2thrive_coaching.
Okay, live2thrive_coaching, and that's your Instagram.
Yes.
Name. Okay, profile. Perfect.
And I am offering a complimentary discovery call where we can talk about what's really holding you back, talk more about your specific challenges, and if it feels right to you, we can start working on a plan specifically for you and your needs based on your lifestyle, preferences, and goals.
Oh, perfect. Wow, that sounds like a great conversation to have. Yeah, so that's they can find that on your website, a link to scheduling that call, or what's the process there, Claudia?
Yes, they can find the link on my website or either in Instagram. There is a link in both.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, excellent.
The link will direct them to my calendar, and they can choose the time they want to talk with me.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that sounds like a great conversation to have. All right. Thank you, Claudia.
Thank you.
All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Claudia, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom and shared with us how you've overcome some pretty significant challenges. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Yes. So I would like to share a quote from Gary Vee. And this quote, my coach actually shared this with me. And the quote is, "I believe I'm the greatest. I also believe I barely matter. Balancing those two forces gives me the room to do me." And I believe this is a powerful statement, because being an entrepreneur, there will be days when you feel you're taking over the world and everything is amazing. But also there will be other days when you will doubt of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You will wonder if you chose the right path, and probably want to quit and give up. So finding a balance in both will give you room to do you and keep going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you perfectly describe that dichotomy that does seem to happen with entrepreneurs, especially early in their journey, between that tapping into their sense of purpose and passion and you know, I can take on everything, to then all of a sudden, I have no idea why I'm doing what I'm doing. The pendulum just swings back and forth. So yeah, that's great. I love that. And obviously, coming from a different country, you've had to overcome so many different things, not only the language, but culturally, and to venture into your own business in a different country is really a testament to your courage and the belief that you have in this wisdom that you carry forward. So I really enjoyed our conversation, and it's just been wonderful. It's been great hearing about your journey from working in the hospitals as a medical interpreter to now this important work that you're doing as an eating psychologist and a certified coach in integrative nutrition, so that you can help others finally live those happier, healthier lives. So I just really want to thank you for being a guest on today's show. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Thank you, Wendy.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Claudia at through her website, which is ilivetothrive.com, or find her on Instagram, and that's livetothrive_coaching. So, all right. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Claudia Alcantara. And as always, here's to your success.